fly, but I had to cut her off.
Then tell me why.
Okay, her name was Dawn and her last name Scott. She was amazingly terrific and erotically hot. Light skin, 4'11", with a big fat ass. Yeah, she had a better figure than an hourglass. She was single, so I asked her if she needed a man, but I didn't expect no one night stand. Riding on my Honda Express, this girl was so fly, there was no time to mess. I said, hello, pretty lady, would you like to ride? And then she jumped on my seat with her legs open wide. I said, you wanna go far? She said, come on. I said, baby, what's your name? And she said, Dawn. She said, you got hazel eyes, and that's what I like. I said, by the way, baby, my name is Mike. I didn't even go a block, and then she gave me a kiss. Now, y'all might say beginner's luck, but it's practice. I thought she was all right because she never said no. Then Rozelle told me she was a what, man?
Uh-huh.
Everybody that I asked told me that was right. I said, well, hell, she's a hoe. I'm going to rock her tonight. I ran to my house. I called her on the phone. She said, Mike, come on over, because I'm all alone, man. I ran to her house as fast as I could. You know, I went to do the things that a young man should. Knocking at her door, then she said, come on in. We haven't got a lot of time. I said, then let's begin. We went to her room. You know what's next? Damn, if this was in the movies, it would be XXX. She took off my clothes. She threw me on the bed. She laid down next to me, and this is what she said.
Tell me, baby, like you've ever done before. Go give it to me until I just can't take no more.
Damn it, I turned the girl over, pulled out my companion. She had a gap on her bigger than the Grand Canyon. I was tearing it up and doing it with ease. And during this process, I didn't need to breathe. Getting kind of tired, I was hot as hell. And when I got around the way, I told Rozelle, yo, I was choking much harder, coming back alive. It was about 10:30.
No, 10:35.
Her father walked in and he went up his sleeve. He pulled down the 38 and said,
nigga, don't breathe.
I was scared as hell and I went in. I said, next time you come in, cause you kindly knocked. So then he came into my face, he put the gun on my head and said,
boy, can you repeat what you done said?
I said, next time you come in, cause you kindly knock. I knocked the gun out of his hand and then kicked him in his chest. He fell to the floor, I know he was hurt. Man, I jumped out the window like a red alert. I ran about 1 mile and I felt okay. I thought the brother might kill me, but I gotta wait. Now if you listen to me, don't mess with no whores. But if you do, don't go to her house.
Bring it to yours.
If you do, don't go to her house.
Bring it to yours.
If you do, don't go to her house.
Bring it to yours.
Like that, y'all. And we just don't stop. Rozelle and Mikey D, we are the kings of hip hop. I'm Mikey D, y'all. And yes, indeed, I rock. So Rozelle, get ill on the funky beat.
Fresh.